How do we shine light into the darkness of the dietary jungle? What do we really need to eat and do to heal our bodies, find emotional balance, and achieve optimal health? This podcast will bring you the answers to these questions. My name is Fabio Bellanova, and you are listening to the Intuitive Health Podcast. How much water should we actually be drinking? And another question that we can ask is, why do we actually drink water? And you would probably agree if I say that most people drink water because they feel thirsty. They want to hydrate their body. And using water to hydrate the body only works partially, because to really truly hydrate the body on a cellular level, we need raw living water, raw living structured water, which means spring water, coconut water, or water from fruits, from raw fruits, raw vegetables, or raw fruit juices and raw vegetable juices. Any other source of water which is not structured water, for example tap water or bottled water, doesn't really hydrate the body. It would do some job of flushing out toxins and substances that don't belong in the body through the kidneys, through urination, but it won't hydrate the body on a deep cellular level. And I experienced this many, many times before when I was still eating processed foods and cooked foods and acidic foods, acidifying foods, that I drank water, a lot of water throughout the day, and I was still thirsty. And why is that? Because my diet mainly consisted of bread, of pasta, of processed foods. Yes, my mother was cooking fresh and I was cooking fresh myself, from scratch, not packaged stuff, so without chemicals, I guess, but it was still acidifying for the body. And that means it's dehydrating the body, because to digest food that is not hydrating, which means that has less than 70 or 75, 80% water in it, it's always dehydrating to the body, because the body is comprised of 70% plus water. And so whenever we eat something that doesn't contain as much water as the body is comprised of, then we dehydrate the body. Plus, on top of that, if we eat foods that are processed, which contain some water on some level, but it needs a lot of water from the body to actually, so the body is actually able to digest it, then we really create an acidic environment, which is really dehydrating. And then just by drinking water and more water, we can't reverse this issue. How to reverse this issue, and the only way to do it, is simply by switching to a diet, to a lifestyle, which, and consuming food which consists of more water than the body is comprised of. And obviously it's pretty hard to do overnight, and that's not what I recommend for anybody to do. Trust me, I did this mistake myself. I jumped into just eating fruits, or mainly fruits and some salads here and there, and it's just too much. The body needs to go through a transition, and I always say that in many of my episodes. We all need to take a transition, depending on where we're coming from, and then step by step we can move towards more hydrating fruits in the morning, more hydrating salads and less processed foods, more whole foods, more plant-based whole foods. And then we will very quickly realize that we need less and less water. And now I barely drink any water except coconut water. I start my day off with coconut water, and then I have some fruits, and then sometimes I even have fruits for dinner, or I have a salad, or sometimes I still have some boiled or cooked sweet potatoes, some simple, very simple cooked meal. And this is truly how I thrive right now. And you just need to find out where you're at right now and then take the next step. And the more we climb the ladder of the detoxification pyramid, which I will make another episode soon about, the more we climb this ladder and this pyramid, and we're moving away from processed foods towards more whole foods, more raw living whole foods, meaning fruits and vegetables and raw leafy greens and some herbs, then we will feel less and less thirsty because the body is hydrated by what we are eating. So there isn't really a specific amount of water that we should be drinking, but if you're still eating processed foods, it makes a lot of sense to drink also a lot of water. But as I said, the more you move away from that, you will feel less and less thirsty. But I would still advise to drink some water, even if you are eating mostly fruits or raw salads, just to get things moving, to help the body in flushing things out. But always listen to your intuition, always listen to your body, and it will tell you if you truly like sit down, if you take away the stimulation, if you take away your phone, put it away, put it on flight mode for 10 minutes, just sit there and breathe, and then your body will tell you what you need to know. Everything. Not only how much water but you should be drinking, but also what you should be eating, what you should be doing, what fulfills you in your life, everything. So that's it for this episode. Quite short, on point. I hope I brought some light onto this topic of drinking water and gave you another perspective. If you liked it, then follow this podcast so you don't miss out on any future episodes. Also, if you want to get to know me a little bit better and see what's going on in my private life, you can follow me on Instagram at fabio.bellanova. And yeah, send me a message. Feel free to connect. I always love connecting with people and sharing experiences. So thank you again so much for listening to this episode, and I hope to see you in the next one. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.